You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this wonderful Tuesday. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack. Producer Matt, he's out. He's going to be out for like a week, so there's that. But Jim Cullen, he's in his requisite spot. I told him to join us for the pre-show because he has big happenings in his world.
Oh, really?
Yes. Bill Steinbach, he's in, so he's going to be it. Now, Bill, get on the mic just real quick. This is your big. It's your big chance at fame.
Let the people hear your voice.
Yeah. What's your schedule? What days are you in here, Bill?
I'll be with you guys for the rest of the week with the Porch Tour, and then next Monday and Tuesday.
Oh, so you're the guy for the duration?
Yeah.
Every day?
Yep.
Okay, so we have John Wehner today. Then who do we have tomorrow as a guest?
I'll have to look.
Okay. No, don't get ahead of yourself, all right?
One day at a time.
Yeah, that away, Bill. So Bill's going to be
playing
him
one game at a time, Punk
Jr.
I like that.
Bill Steinbach, he's going to join us here. Okay, he's going to be our guy. So Jim has big news. You ready for this?
Yeah, what's happening?
He had a big event happen that has now disrupted his... That has disrupted something that he takes great pride in. Go ahead, Jim.
The lawnmower broke.
Okay. Oh, no.
And I mean, and this is, we have like this bush that's kind of annoying. I mean, it's pretty when it blooms.
You didn't try to use the lawnmower on it, did you?
No, not exactly. But I kind of pushed my way through it, and all of a sudden I hear this noise. And I thought I've done this before, where the cord gets caught in a branch and kind of extends, and it just... You know, but that's just a minor inconvenience.
What do you
just
mean,
restart
cord?
The motor. You know,
cord. I thought you meant you had an electric lawnmower.
Oh no.
Okay.
No. Oh goodness, no! I'd probably run over it. That would be a problem. But anyway,
so you quickly deduced that wasn't the problem.
No, it just stopped, and so I'm like, I tried to restart it, and it was doing, you know, wasn't going to start, and all of a sudden I look down, and it looks like there's some fuel that leaked down onto the top of it, and I look. And then there's like a chunk of something that was, you know, sitting on the
stuck
on,
in the
on
mower?
Top of the no, it was just no, it was just there. It fell off the engine.
Oh. Oh,
and I couldn't figure out exactly what it was, where it fell off. Plus, it was hot.
Well,
you don't want to touch
better
that
than you being a pilot and the same thing happened. So
yes.
Let's look at the bright side.
No, you're right about that.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, your lawnmower not working,
so it just broke. Now I was almost done with, you know, most of the backyard. Well, the plan is to go buy a new one.
No.
Don't get it fixed.
No, I'm not going.
I'll tell you what the plan is.
No, I know what you're going to say.
Ross Godotti.
Yes.
Boom.
Nah, but that's too far for him.
I'm willing to give Ross the mower, and he can do whatever he wants with it.
He will insist that he can fix it, and then
new
he will
engine.
Fix it.
No, but this is a piece of metal that it's not huge, but it was relatively heavy for what it was. Or what it is, and I haven't had a chance to really look at it. I'll look at it when I get home later today.
I'll tell you off air where not to go. I think we had this discussion before.
Yeah,
one place not to go.
Right, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, don't go there.
No, but I'm not going to because it's irreparable. It needs a new Briggs & Stratton engine.
I thought the same thing, Jim.
Yeah, but did you have a part that actually broke off, a piece of metal that broke off?
I didn't have flying pieces
of
metal.
Then there you go.
Sometimes things in life are disposable, and maybe this is it, or at least you give it to Ross, and he gets it up and going and gives it to somebody in need. How about that?
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm talking
about. By the way, we also have, I was going to put this up on social media in heaven. I'm trying to find a charitable organization that will come and that can use a dishwasher.
Okay, here we go. At Fan Morning Show, 412-928-9370. Now, is the dishwasher in working order?
Yes. Yeah, but we redid our kitchen, and we got a new dishwasher.
And the old dishwasher it's my understanding it's a pretty universal size. They all fit in the same hole.
For the most part.
There we go.
Now, I was told by the Habitat for Humanity people who did come and take our microwave.
How the hell do they know about dishwashers?
Well, they take stuff.
Okay.
Like, we donate to AmVets, to the vets, and they do not take the dishwasher or the microwave.
People want to know if Cutter and Buck makes lawnmowers.
I don't know.
On the text line
you would think they would with a name like Cutter and Buck. Yeah.
Right. Okay, so if anybody wants a dishwasher or a charitable organization that needs a dishwasher, you pull and pay. Like you pick it up.
I could actually drop it off, I guess.
How are you going to drop off a dishwasher in your Chevy Cruze?
I might use my wife's CRV.
Oh, there you go.
All right.
It's amazing. We have these.
I know. I saw it. I saw it in her driveway. I had to stop over at my sister and brother-in-law's house the other day. I think she was, and there was a lawn chair just randomly sitting open in your driveway. Was she just sunning?
No, she was rinsing it off because it was in the garage. It got all dusty when they redid the kitchen.
Oh, I
and
see.
And so she hosed it off so she could take it over to the pool.
I was like, is Linda, did I just miss Linda sitting in the driveway sunning? What is happening
here? She's showing off for the neighbors.
Oh. Well, anyway, so dishwasher. Now, how old's the dishwasher?
Oh boy, I honestly can't remember.
It's fully operable.
Yeah, it's probably like 15 years old. Now they said they would only take, the Habitat people said they'd only take it if it was stainless steel on the inside, which it's not.
Okay.
No. St. Vincent de Paul, I think, would take
some. No, they don't.
They don't?
You
no,
try?
Because
really?
I have a friend, our buddy Brian Engel works for them, and they don't take them. He was the first person I texted.
Jeez.
So, I mean, you know, we could just leave it out by the curb, and then those guys that drive around on Thursday night, somebody would take
pickers.
It. Well, I'd rather give it to somebody that could use it.
I agree. You know who probably could have used it?
Who's that?
This is just you're a day late. Matt's father-in-law has all those rental properties.
Oh, yeah.
And I bet he knows a place for it.
Oh.
Or somebody. But, yeah, 412-928-9370, call or text, or get in touch with Jim at jcolony13 on the Twitter if you have a use for, like, a dishwasher that still works. Yes.
Yeah, and then the lawnmower.
You sign it. Is this celebrity-owned?
I guess.
Yes.
Sam Nover.
Yes. Did anybody ever come and get that signed thing that we were trying? Signed toilet seat?
No, I ended up it ended up going the way of Vogel.
Okay, Vogel disposal.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ended up in Mars someplace.
Yes. Okay. Now, wait a minute. Now, how much, let's get back to brass tacks here about the lawnmower. How much is in your budget for this lawnmower here? If you're trying to, because I'm maybe trying to fish out a endorsement for you here. If anybody brings in Stratton, Toro, John Deere maybe listening this morning. How much are you willing to spend on this lawnmower? Or do you have budgeted that you think you're going to walk into the big box hardware store or whatever, and you say, Jim Colony wants to spend X? Seriously.
I don't know. I'll just look at I don't know what they cost. I think $200-$300.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's about what it is. I mean, I don't need anything fancy.
$250, $300.
I don't want one of those mowers that, like the self-propelled one, you know, you can put it in gear and you just don't have to push it.
Yeah.
I don't need one of those. You know, just a basic, 21, 22 inch crossways.
220, 221, whatever it takes.
Oh, we're getting some
action on the dishwasher.
We are. Who the hell wants a nasty old secondhand 15-year-old dishwasher? First text. There we go.
Maybe somebody that could actually use it.
Okay.
That isn't a smart ass.
That's from Mickey Calloway texting us this morning.
Or was it the reporter?
Get this bleeping dishwasher out of here.
Yeah. So 21, 22 inches. Gas.
No, just a regular old mower, like a four cycle.
You like the one, though, when you pull the handle together, it sort of starts to go on its own, though, right? Self-propelled. That's your gig.
No.
No.
You don't like that.
Jim likes to get the workout in. He likes to get the push.
Well, why don't you like that?
I'm with him.
I just don't need that.
I have it. Don't use it.
If I had people around here could probably use it. If you had a substantial uphill that you had to mow, then that makes sense.
Maybe.
But our yard, by Western Pennsylvania standards, is flat.
Yes. It is flat and straight. Tradio, 93.7 The Fan, the new pre-show format.
Oh, I love that.
Rick Bergman, you remember that guy? I used to be
They
here
still
too.
Do. They don't
no,
do that
they,
anymore.
I, the best, though, is
Didn't
I, would,
they,
I
though,
would be in here doing a Saturday show.
We first
sometimes.
Came on the air. They were doing it, right?
Yes. Oh, okay. Absolutely, because I would do Bucko Talk,
mm-hmm.
and I'd be getting ready for it, and Tradio would still be on, and some of the stuff. The best was you could tell how old a person was by the age of their car and the miles on it. So there were times, and it blew me away. I would sit and have to go back on the logger to be like, did I catch that right? And I'd go in the KDKM archives, and it'd be like, hi, Rick. And it was Rick Bergman was the guy's name, right?
Yeah.
Hi, Rick. This is Myrna in Charleroi. It would always be like an outpost like that, like kind of Charleroi,
Denora.
Manesson, Denora. Yeah, one of those old mill towns, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm up here in Portersville. And she'd be like, hey, this is Myrna in Charleroi. And you get ready for this. I got a 1985 Buick Regal, and right? And you're like, okay. She goes, you know, my husband, he passed in 1990, right?
It's so not very funny.
No,
that's
not funny.
It was 19 years ago, though.
But and she goes, it's a 1985 Buick Regal. It's garage kept. I just use it to go to church and to go to store. It has 12,000 miles on it. And I'm like, what? And you go back, and it would average, like, seriously, 39 miles a year.
Yeah.
And it's in immaculate condition. It has one little door ding on from where the kid working at the Safeway ran a cart into it, but it got buffed out.
Got power windows.
Yeah, right. But you would line out the year of the car and the miles, and I'm like, this lady's putting 900 miles a year on her car, and that's it. It's garage kept. Nobody ever smoked in it. he passed. I'm telling you, it was great. But the self-propelled, why don't you like that? See, to me, I couldn't do a lawnmower without being self-propelled.
No, go, Chris.
It helps up the hills.
Like, for those of you like you who get a near daily workout in, you don't need to be walking around pushing your mower all over the place, right? For those of us like me who have no, like, I don't go work out, okay? My workout is I'm going to spend an hour in the yard pushing the lawnmower around. That's it. That's all. That's why I don't use the self-propel. I'm going to break a sweat, damn it, if I'm outside cutting the grass.
Like I said, our yard is relatively flat, so.
Now, is there a kill switch? So,
yes.
But
oh, yeah. I've thought about that, too, because our yard's not that flat.
Right.
And on the self-propel, you mean?
No, on the non-self-propel.
Because
on the self-propel,
yeah,
when you squeeze it, you got to squeeze the handle.
Yeah.
But on the non-self-propel, though, when you let go, does it turn off?
Yes.
Okay. I just
You have to engage. Yeah, you do. It does have to be engaged, no matter whether you
pull the bar back, push,
whatever, however you start it. Yeah, because that's a pretty good idea.
See, I realized a few years ago that how much my time is worth with playing with my kids and stuff. When I get older, maybe I'll cut the grass some. But my lady Denise Postler, she comes. She has one of those stand-on things.
Oh, one of those things. I've seen her fly around on those things.
Six lawns in our neighborhood.
Yeah.
And one, it's like right across. She just stays on it, goes right through
in like 10 minutes.
And puts the blade up and goes through. Now, if she can get the house that adjoins in the middle, once all that grass grows, she'll do three in a row. She goes straight across the cul-de-sac, like the end of the street there, and just stands on it. She unloads it. Her name's Denise Postler. She's awesome. It's the lines are like a football field.
Yeah.
And she's done in seriously 8 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it takes her longer to unload the thing from her F-150 than it does to do
on
that.
The lady next door to us has a service that comes and does it, and they really need to take one more swipe because I cut her grass.
There we go.
And they don't.
Get in them, Jim.
They don't cut all of her. I cut her grass. They don't cut all of it. But it doesn't really matter. It's just one more swipe.
Charge
up and down.
Leave a bill on her front door. Or on her front door. You won't do it. Go over and just like just a real nominal
Linda,
amount for the year.
Just knock on the door.
Here's $17. I figured out that's how much you cost me for the year.
I've cut this one strip of grass.
Her front garden looks really good now, too.
$17.50.
Linda did it.
Yeah.
Was that the day I just missed Linda laying out?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Why was Linda laying out?
She wasn't.
Are you sure?
She was at the
pool.
With
one of those aluminum foil reflector things.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and cucumbers in her eyes. Yeah.
in a boom box.
No, that's me mowing the lawn.
Oh, do you put the radio on?
Headphones. Yeah, in headphones, yeah.
Which kind, like Sony Sports?
Are they the kind with like the big antenna coming up out of it?
Yeah,
that's it.
Do you really?
I'm trying to think if I ever had some of those. I think I did.
When I...
Just the headphone with the...
Yes. Back like a couple
like
houses
my favorite
ago,
Martian.
When I used to cut the grass before I got somebody to do it,
yeah,
the perfect timing, I would always cut the grass and listen to the Neil Huntington show. That was like when I would do it.
That's really good timing.
You know, it's funny. You should say that because I used to do that as well a lot of times. But now I usually do it later in the day.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Like yesterday. And I just beat the rain. But I don't know whether to buy the mower today or...
Yeah,
I
go.
We'll see.
Play a hard sell.
Depends on what time
Linda
gets
home. Damn, I'm Jim Colony. I'm not giving you a dollar over this. And be like, sir, it's this much. Like, listen, Ron Cook came in here and he says this is how much he pays.
I don't think I can get it for that.
I'm a celebrity. I eat for free. I do this.
Maybe
I drink for free. I'm a celebrity.
You know who I am?
Don't you know who I am?
You think Ron can get a lawn care endorsement? Probably can.
Maybe. He doesn't have a lawn, does he? No, see, Maybe get that. Get a lawn care endorsement.
There you go.
Forget this lawn.
No, I like mowing the lawn.
You sure you do?
I do.
Till your lawnmower bottoms out and throws shrapnel at your legs.
No, it just, I don't know. It just kind of fell apart.
They're not
I don't
supposed
know.
To fall
just
apart.
Kind of
I know
fell
they're not.
Apart.
It just did.
You should get a lawn. You and AB should go in together and get a lawn care endorsement.
Yeah, who was the guy that cut AB's?
Some jamoke from up in Chicora or somewhere came down and did it.
Chicora.
That's where a lady would go.
It's like over the county line.
I got this Plymouth Valeri. It only has 1,200 miles. It's a 1978. It's got those, it's one of the old styles where the high beams are on the floor and you press them with your foot. I
kind of missed those, actually.
All right, Fan clicker. Morning Show. John Wehner joins us at 9:30. We talk some Pirates. We talk some football. We talk some baseball. We talk some everything. We talk Jim's lawnmower. Fan Morning Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.